Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day to worship the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." My dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important emphases during this beautiful season is that of prayer, both for our own daily guidance and as the undergirding power needed for the spiritual journey of our local church. What is prayer? To many, prayer is regarded as a foolish repetition of words, a refuge for weaklings, or a childish petition for material needs. How sadly, this reservoir of spiritual power is undervalued when perceived in these terms. Just as we would underestimate electricity if we talked of it only in terms of a 40-watt bulb. For the child of God, prayer is far more than the mere gratification of a human whims. It is the practice of the presence of Almighty God in every activity of our daily lives. Isn't that wonderful? It is the practice. Prayer is the practice of the presence of Almighty God in every activity of our daily lives. Somebody wrote, "Prayer is so simple, it is like quietly opening a door and slipping into the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ." Reverend Albert writes, wrote a very beautiful song, a beautiful hymn that had been sung for ages. And he recalls and he writes, he says that when I was a pastor of the Rose Hill Baptist Church, we had a heartwarming day of prayer under the leadership of the Evangelical Prayer Union of Los Angeles. The next morning in my study, the Lord gave the words and the music then flowed. And the words are very beautiful. It says, "Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee," the chorus says, "Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee." Beautiful words to this hymn, and I'll attach the link for you to hear it. You will be blessed. So my dear brothers and sisters, today we have an opportunity to practice God's presence even amidst the noise and clamor of your busy day. Don't forget to pray for the ongoing ministry of the church. Carry this beautiful message in your heart. Pray much. And let me tell you that we will always be victorious when we are in the presence of God. And that's what prayer does. Prayer is practicing the presence of Almighty God in every activity of our daily lives. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are grateful. We are thankful. We are honored to be called your sons and your daughters. We are honored, O Lord, that Father, you have granted us access through the blood of Jesus, that we can enter into the Holy of Holies, that we can interact with God, that we can commune with Jesus, and that we can sit in your presence, O Father God, and Lord, that we can receive everything that you have to say, and Father, that the place where you fine-tune our hearing and you bless us. I pray today, O Lord God Almighty, O Father, we want to approach your throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We are always in need, O God, O Father God, and I ask of you that we will find, O Lord, grace to help us in our time of need, O Father. Your grace will abound, the grace to pray, the grace to practice the presence of Jesus, the grace, O Lord, to be empowered by the power of the Holy Ghost, the grace to live godly lives, the grace to be holy in your presence, the grace, O Father God, that as your word commands us to pray without ceasing, that we will be able to do so in the name of Jesus. I pray that your spirit of prayer and intercession will take over our lives even today, that we'll be saturated in the presence of God, O Father, and the river of God will flow through us, Lord, and you will receive all the glory. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they have stepped out to their work, to their jobs, to their businesses. You will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, prosper them, O God. Flourish them under your care. And I pray that you will take away every pain from their midst, that they will behold the glory of the living God. I thank you, Lord, for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I command their bodies to function normally the way it was created by God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we are thankful that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.